want to be an echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. And may I be an echo of your peace.
Hello, my friend. This is Dan Riley, along with Greg Lecomelli, joining you again on the Franciscan Path as we enter into a deeper sense of peace and celebrate the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, our path is an interesting one. It winds and twists through our own lives. And so the path is singular, unique to each of us, and singular because it's one with Christ. And I believe this is true about each creature and all creation. We're not static objects. Nothing is, nor is a stone. It somehow bursts forth from the earth or from outside of our orbit, and everything is moving. Now, that's a scientific fact, but it's a fact of our faith. We're moving more and more fully into the mystery of Christ crucified, who is risen. A wonderful cross that we'll be meditating on, the San Damiano Cross, was a place of convergence in the life of Francis and Claire, and many probably that we have no names for. At least the ones who went before them, pilgrims through the Assisi Valley, the Umbrian Plain, who were traveling often maybe from Ireland and the British Isles as penitents to Rome. They brought the spirit of troubadour through there, and we see that manifest in Francis and others who found great nobility in poetry and imagery and all of our senses. This is part of what we're doing. You and I are waking up to the world, to ourselves, to the beauty of creation, every voice and sound. I have a bit of a cold, and so it overlays the sound of my voice, but my voice wants to reach you with this reflection. We're so blessed that we have two who are our teachers and are now Francis, St. Francis of Assisi, and Claire, St. Claire of Assisi, who each in their own way, again, before this cross, began to experience something deep that led them on their path, a path that as models for us, as practitioners of a way, help us to begin to find our way. Claire wrote four letters that we know of to Agnes of Prague, and they're quite beautiful. Agnes was struggling with her life and wanting to live a fuller Franciscan gospel life. More might be said another time about her, but Claire, in her first letter to her, says, "Place your mind before the mirror of eternity, and place your soul in the brilliance of glory, and place your heart in the figure of the divine substance, and transform your whole being into the image of the Godhead, so that through contemplation itself, you too may feel what his friends feel as they taste the hidden sweetness which God himself has reserved from the beginning for those who love him." Claire writes this, I presume, as her ongoing experience is before this cross of Christ crucified, the one who gave himself for us, that we truly might be redeemed, lifted up out of the slavery of our own lives in a world and the darkness of our own sin into the glory, the brilliance of glory, as she says. And so by placing ourselves before the mirror, we begin to see both in our life and in the Christ's image, practice, incredible dying and rising and going on before us, our own movement in life as well. Later on, St. Bonaventure, a great theologian of the church and of the Franciscan family, alerts us to the fact that we won't understand any of this if we don't leave all of our senses alive. not only alive, but we might say functioning, working really well. So it's not just our mind or figuring it out or reading a lot of books, but he encourages us to groans of prayer. He says, the reader, I invite the reader to groans of prayer through Christ crucified, through whose blood we are cleansed from the filth of vice. It's a very strong word for the sin of the world, our own, and the darkness of things. So Bonaventure is bringing us into light. And he continues on, so that the one who believes in that reading is sufficient without unction is missing the point. Speculation without devotion, investigation without wonder, observation without joy, work without piety, knowledge without love. Later, he talks about what we call the inner and outer senses, the sense of being and well-being and all those other incredible experiences we have within ourselves. We have names for darkness, despair, joy, delight, and relates those to our physical, our body senses, our senses of being other creatures in this world, touching and feeling and kneeling before, looking up at, listening to, and then imagining Christ on the cross and this particular crucifix. Claire gives us four movements, and today, this time with this podcast, our second, I reflect simply on one of them. She names in her letter to Agnes that she would gaze, consider, and contemplate. The gaze is really what you and I are doing right now when we stretch to listen. So it's not only a function of our eyes, but it's a function of all of our senses to behold what is here, to hold it, to receive it. Seek and find it is gazing. It's the wonderful activity of ourselves that long to be one with what we're looking upon. We gaze, we drink it in, we say sometimes. And there's another wonderful image of taking something in, receiving it, drinking it, tasting it. Tasting and seeing, as the psalmist says, taste and see how good God is. This is Claire's first invitation as she moves through the very simple sentence. She says, now that you have made yourself contemptible, this is to Agnes, in the world, contemptible meaning you've stepped away and people don't understand the journey you're on. They don't get it right now. In fact, Agnes, Claire, many of us experience rejection, opposition to our paths. And rather than spending time on that, Claire says, let's go. Here we go, girl. Look upon and follow the one who made himself contemptible for your sake. Gaze upon, consider, contemplate, most noble queen, desiring to follow your spouse, who is more beautiful than the sons of humankind, and who for your salvation became the vilest of men. If you suffer with him, you will reign with him. Grieving with him, you will rejoice with him. Dying with him on the cross of tribulation, you will possess mansions in heaven with him among the splendors of the saints. So with all that elegant spiritual language for the Middle Ages, we might return to the simple activity, our own right now, of gazing. We might do it as a sentinel would. Claire is like a sentinel, so beautifully watching for us, which is to say gazing, and then waiting for us, which would be the fourth movement, considering and wondering, contemplation and working, imitating. If we gaze, we are opening our eyes, ears, senses to who is coming to us and who has already come to us in all that is around us from the Creator's hand. We listen, begin to trust our senses. And whether it is a crucifix or a tree, a river or a stream or a brook or a friend's face, some image that reveals God to us right now. In the silence of our heart, we are awake, attentive. One of the great words for what we're doing, attentive, open, seeing. We might say to gaze might take a few minutes. It might take us stilling our hearts and taking breaths, breathing in a way, in a practice that is easy and with some natural rhythm. We might see best with our eyes closed, actually, sometimes. Having seen that which we gaze upon, we might let it move into our heart as an image that wants to blossom there. Or we might return to open our eyes again and look upon the cross, so that our senses, inner and outer, join hands and arms and embrace each other in our way, on our way, the path of Franciscan peace and the good news of Jesus Christ. It simply is going to be your own practice in your own way, in your own place, where we walk this walk. And so I welcome you to do that today, wherever you are, however you might, to simply begin to let your senses perceive, be still, and know that I am God. To gaze upon this one who is beyond all names, to be still, so that we can gaze and receive and know. Be still and know. Be still. Be. Let us enjoy this journey with each other and with others too, who are making the path and walking the path of good news, the Franciscan path of peace and good news in Jesus Christ. This is Dan Riley and Greg Licamelli and the whole Mountain community saying thank you for joining us, and let us walk well together. Let us walk well in peace.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send?